Blog Talk Radio.
This is Jill Scott, chilling with Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B.
So much.
and bark. As Buddha told me, spark is consistent. The beast smells the L because it travels long distance. Cruising in his Chrysler, pursuing niggas in my cipher. Start wilding like insane asylum on right salad. Verbal assassin, I murder freestyling. 1-2 for the gun crew, 3 drinking Chris Stalin. I play the side cause the words of man kill. Proverbs, buck out my grill, real as air, will be still. Nobody move, nobody die, why must I be high? Busting the trite bitches, touching mic switches. It's like a hot spoon of heroin, a John like Perron. Females love the guns, I'll be wearing plenty. To live infinite, indeed, in my business, I'm so demanding. That's understanding.
Yo, what up, y'all? I'm DJ Premier, and you checking out the Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop. You heard? That's what it do, that's what it does, and that's what it's going to be. One love.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do.
I know my way around, all right? Six Man Radio, home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B, man. That's how it's going down. Salute.
Turn my music high, 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 yeah.
You don't know what you're doing.
Sure I do. I'm from the street with a hood to swallow on me. Bullets to follow on me. There's so much coke that you could run the slalom. The cops comb the shit top to bottom. They say that we are prone to violence, but it's home sweet home. Where personalities clash and chrome meets chrome. The coke prices up and down like it's Wall Street home. But this is worse than the Dow Jones. Your brains are now blown all over that brown brome. One slip, you are now gone. Welcome to hell where you are welcome to sell. But when the shells come, you better return them. All scars, we earn them. All cars, we learn them like the back of our hand. We watch for cops hopping out the back of van. Wear a G on my chest, I don't need that for damn. This ain't a stone outfit, Holmes Holmes is about it. Was clapping them flamers before I became famous. For playing me, y'all shall forever remain nameless. I am Hope.
And another one, and another one. It's so gorgeous. It's another beautiful day in North Carolina, y'all. Y'all should really be here to see it. You know what I'm saying? The beat is pumping out the system. Big doors on the couch drinking ginger ale. Big pool in the building.
To a new day, spread my wings. Taking shots to the crown, cause I'm going through things. Everybody got their hands out looking for green. Coattails getting heavy, cause I'm living my dream. Trying to school these young niggas, it ain't all what it seems. I still struggle just like you, and I still hustle just like you. But it just so happened that Big Pool doing what he loved to do. Get back to my work, cause I was pinning on his piece last night. That is why these niggas berserk. Cigalo hit me up, who it's time to murk. So on the pass, wet, they want the white shirt. Headed back to the shop, back to the spot where the hits keep coming. Stack them up like bricks. You can call me the making of shit. Foundation has been rock solid. No replacing you, dig. No replacing my nig on everything that I live. We gon' let that bitch ride till our trains collide. Or we fall off track and ain't no bringing me back. And everything that go for you, the same applies to crack.
Even though the birds ain't singing and the sun ain't shining, it looks like a beautiful morning.
There's another chance to do the things I could've done the day before, but didn't and known I should've. So I say a prayer for the gone for gooders who left this world and kissed my girl good morning sugar. Another sunrise, and as much as I would love to roll over on you, I cannot do it because the good Lord, I prayed to him, and he said niggas is listening now, so I better have something to say to him. So I'ma tell him how it went down, man. Doing shows for free, going out of town, man. The way I almost broke down and got a 9 to 5, cause I had more press than sound scans. This is the price that I pay for this music, and every word that I write is a testament to it. And if I had to go back, I wouldn't change a thing. Wouldn't recut it, re-edit, or change the frame, cause it would not be fair to turn my back on the struggle when that exact same hustle got me here. Told niggas from the get-up, we three the hard way, and Broadway's the only place you ever throw a setup. Speechless is what you be if we ever met up. I survived far too much now to ever let up.
Classic hip hop shit. Dr. D.R.E. Rose and Jay. Let's get it. Yeah. Classic hip hop shit. 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 Dr. D.R.E. Rose. We started out mopping floors, and now we front row at the awards. Number one for the last 20 years. If you real, motherfucker, scream cheers. Motherfucker, scream cheers. Yeah. And it is what it is. He wanted to shine at the swap meet. To the white boys, got him in that hot seat. Only love it when I hair long. You should listen to this beat through my headphones. Money long, number one, 20 years strong. Fuck a gym, I am him, Andre Young. G5s and 6-4s, Ray got him. If the bitch bad, I got her in red bottom. Great weed, nice home, bread proper. Tech 9, one chamber, top shotter. Bentley coupe, new yacht, my helicopter. Born broke, real nigga, straight out of Compton. The fuck you magazine niggas want from me? I rewrote the game, nigga, now talk money. All black on my Al Capone shit. I built the house, nigga, get your own shit. I only love it when her hair long. You should listen to this beat through my headphones.
Heartless. Regardless, I prove out of all the niggas they know I'm the smartest. They target, but this ain't Black Ops. I'm in the window, yep, the city is your backdrop. Gats pop, you drop, shit, here come two cops. I'm sorry, this is business, mess with them with the blue top. Used to give a fit up, hold the stinger thing up. They say I'm irrelevant, I got no drama to bring up. Hold up, shut the fuck up, or roll up, troll up, and get your shit swole up. Wait, hold up, this ain't even a fucking rap. Here go. Yo, I got you, boy. Yep. This what happens when Brooklyn meets Australia out this bitch. We don't give a fuck, Joe, huh?
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Look, your hottest single couldn't fuck with my filler for realer. I do it for pun, for big, I do it for Dilla. Upper echelon, top shelf. You softer than Ben Stiller. Getting hip from Phyllis Diller, bumping Mac Miller. These niggas salty now, cause I don't fuck with them. But if I did, I'd be miserable, I was stuck with them. Tired of working with lames and putting trust with them. I don't see why we friends if I ain't getting no bucks with them. You see me? No fucks given. He brought his attitude, I hope he brought his sucks with him. Bang, bang, dress him up. Just in case my mama listening, I say I F him up. But she ain't listening, it's official then. Slump him then, dump him in Lake Michigan. Discovered on a Sunday by some fishermen. You ain't want the drama, shouldn't start bitching then. Don't ever do that fucking shit again. No fucks given.
I-D-G-A-F-F, I don't give a fuck. L-M-A-O, nigga, you ain't really tough. Looking in my left pocket, looking in my right.
Flying, they say I do, they lying. Never have one to give if they selling, I ain't buying. Hoes in they feeling, acting like somebody thirsty. It's never that deep, I ain't thirsty for no herpes. Thanksgiving, got the musket for you turkeys. Social media gas you, nigga, it irks me. No fuck giving, though, keep up with that madness. I ain't mad, just, I'm getting your IP address. Find out where you lay your head at, kids go to bed at. I'll be at your front door here and you never said that. SMH, bruh, wait, bruh. You ain't really think I was gonna let your ass skate, huh? Ain't no fucks giving, no. You already know. Pick your battles wise or be looking like some fries. Straight up, laid up. Looking like Lord Vader with the mask off. You the past, dog.
I-D-G-A-F-F, I don't give a fuck. L-M-A-O, nigga, because you ain't really tough. Looking in my left pocket, looking in my right. All I see is money. Y'all gonna be alright? No fucks giving, nigga, no fucks giving. No fucks giving, nigga, no fucks giving. Yo, nigga, cause you ain't really tough, yo.
Radio. Hey, you guys, it's Dorothy here from Love and Hip Hop New York.
Junk in the tra-la-la-la-la.
Now chilling with Six Man Radio, home for the adult contemporary hip-hop.
And they're waiting anxiously for the repairs there. We're there on the 12th floor here for double truck. The ambulance is over there, still doing the city train with Jerry McDonald. Here they are again.
Sailing on the clouds, they trailing below. My shrink told me it's a feeling they'll never know. I pack up all my things and I wear them to the show. And let them go, let them go, let them go, let them go. Sailing on the clouds, they trailing below. My shrink told me it's a feeling they'll never know. I pack up all my sins and every yell that I blow. And let them go, let them go, let them go, let them go. In a land before time, a land before altar boys, synagogues and shrines. Man was in his prime. Look how far I go in time just to start a rhyme. The method is sublime. You get blessed with every line. I'm in touch with every shrine from Japan to Oaxaca. The melanated, carbon dated, phantom of the chakras. Me and Puff, we was chilling in Miami. Said, nigga, fuck the underground. You need
man.
For your mom and your family. They need to see you shine up. You built a mighty high ladder. Let me see you climb up. Nigga, what you scared of? Terrorize these artificial rap niggas and spread love. Pollinate the ear buzz. Like you're supposed to. Spit it for the culture. Pay no attention to the critics and the vultures. They'd rather have a shot of Belby just to spite you. They cast the judgment because they feel they got the right to. Fuck them. I let the dice roll like the Harlem did. I gotta shine. It's in my blood. I'm a Harlem kid. I treat my babies right. Treat my ladies ladylike. Hit them with a remix to make sure that they play me twice. I thought you said it's the return of the black kings. Luxurious homes, fur coats, and fat chains. Sailing on the cloud, they trailing below. My shrink told me it's a feeling they'll never know. I pack up all my sins and I wear them to the show. And let them go, let them go, let them go, let them go.
sailing on a cloud, they trailing below. My shrink told me it's a feeling they'll never know. I pack up all my sins and every yell that I blow. Let them go, let them go, let them go, let them go.
Manila envelope, the results of my insanity. Cracks that across the line between real life and fantasy. Can it be the same one on covers with Warren Buffett? Was stuck in the undercovers, Warren with motherfuckers. Went from Warren to war, undercovers to covers. If you believe in that sort of love, the screws need adjusting enough. Well, I know justice and black ladies on the back of buses. I'm the immaculate conception of rappers slash hustlers. My God, it's so hard to conceive, but it all falls perfect. I'm like autumn is the trees. The doc interrupted. He scribbled a prescription for some Prozac. He said, take that for your mustard, boy. You must be off your rocker if you think you'll make it off the strip before they pop you. Nigga, you gotta be psychotic or mix a certain potent with your vodka. It takes a lot to shock us, but you being so prosperous is preposterous. How could this snappy-headed boy from out the project be the apple of America's obsession? You totally disconnected with reality. Don't believe in dreams. Since when did black men become kings?
Relax your mind, let your conscience be free, and get down to the sounds of your PMD. While you should keep quiet while the MC rap, and if you tired, then go take a nap. Yo, what's up? This is Paris Smith from EPMD, and I'm chilling on Six Man Radio, holding it down, home of adult contemporary hip hop. You got to chill.
Yo, 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 yo,
Six Man.
Watch that correct. Ooh, all in check. I got that head shit that make you break your neck. Ooh, all in check. And you know we come through to wreck the discotheque. I got you for all in check. Throw your hands up in the air. Don't ever disrespect. Ooh, I got you all in check.
sure to hit you with the fitness, give you niggas the sickest, jumping Jehovah Witness. Ooh, beaming in on niggas, plotting and scheming, instead of dreaming on how they gon' do they double teaming. Fuck the bullshit, my nigga, it be best shit on my name before you get secret indicted. Make me slap a nigga lopsided. Hold up, son, listen, nippy, so beautiful when we catch you like a nigga sold us too much pharmaceutical.
Come and get it great.
We must have wrapped me up in a place. Don't you don't like it, go get the dick. I give you a taste. Hey, yo, you need to just focus on my earth, trembling rhymes that got me filling in by the million. Fuck a yo opinion. Dominating like King Dominion, leaning on niggas like we your motorcycle, Papa Willian. Hey, yo, number one Roman numeral, completing the executional shit as usual. I ain't scared of ya. Taking all of your paraphernalia. That's my word on Mrs. Mahalia. I hope you know your best bet is to get the fuck out of my area before I rip you from out your interior. And I hope you know you got to keep a corny nigga smothered. Grab the scat up the cover. You never know when shit is safe, so keep your face covered. Well, I be fortunate. A lot of niggas be looking for alternate. Still just losing life is so unfortunate. Trey Oblake.
Man
Radio.
Yeah. 1-2, 1-2. April 6th, Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love. It's your boy Bad Seed, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-defendant, Nadine Michelle. What up, Nate?
Yeah. Oh, man, ain't nothing. Saturday, April 6th, yeah. Like you said. 3 days away from a wonderful day. A fabulous day.
Your B-Day.
That's right. That's correct.
Your B-Day coming. That's right. You're going to be 17, right?
Well, you know, I'm actually going to be 23, but that is really nice of you to say 17. You know, I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
I do look a little 17. I got a lot of looks today. The weather's breaking in NYC. You know what I'm saying? Got a lot of hollers, like, oh, thank you, stop it. Ladies, you know what I'm talking about. But see, man.
They're setting the thirst traps, fellas. Thirst traps are being set, fellas. Be on the lookout. Word up.
Don't be fooled. I've been working out. You know, I'm all tightened up, you know what I'm saying? Feeling good and looking good. That's what I'm doing.
All right.
It's not my fault, see. You know what I'm saying? I just be walking around, natural, running errands. It's not my fault.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
no doubt.
Enough about me.
Tonight's
guest, though, is I'm sure you guys have been watching. VH1 just launched a new show, The Gossip Game. Steve, did you catch it?
Yeah, of course. It's crazy. It looks like it's going to be a good one. Definitely a hit out the box. You know what I'm saying? And on the show tonight, we got Viv from the Gossip Game. You know what I'm saying? She stopped through in a couple minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Real cool, man. Cool, yo. You know what I'm saying? So y'all want to stick around for her.
Yeah, man.
And
she dropped
by. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all saw the first show on Monday. Hey, y'all know she got some stuff to say. I mean, I think she set it off, really. In that show, let's think about the whole show. Her storyline was the number one storyline for the first show. So, yeah, I'm really excited about her coming on the show.
Right.
But I got to tell you something. There's a couple of things I want to point out before we bring Viv on. You know what I mean?
What's that?
Well, two things. One, I want to say, Wesley, we so happy you home. Oh, Wesley.
Uh-oh. They freed Wesley? Darkness, everybody. Darkness has returned. Darkness.
That's right. Blade is home, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's
mm-hmm.
back. He was in jail for like a good 2-3 years, man. Ain't that crazy,
man,
how they just can lock you up? Y'all got to pay your taxes, man. This shit is serious. They locked up Blade. Wesley.
Yeah, man. They locked up
Nina.
He's
home.
Nino.
Oh,
welcome home,
that's
Nino.
Right, that's right. Welcome
you know what
home,
saying?
Nino. That's
welcome
right.
Home.
Nino.
What was the other one?
Well, the other one I wanted to say is, you heard this shit with Ray J?
Yeah, man.
What kind of ignorance is? I don't understand, Ray J. Can you explain to me, Steve, why he behaves this way? Why he does these things?
Well, for those of y'all out there that don't know what happened, Ray J just recently put a record out called I Hit It First, right? Which is pretty much self-explanatory. The niggas hurt.
Oh, yeah.
The niggas hurt that Kim is pregnant by Kanye. So a nigga making this record like, come on, man, of course you hit it, nigga. That was your girl, nigga. You don't get no brownie points for that, stupid. Come on, man. What's wrong with Brandy's brother, man?
I don't know, right? It's like consistent with him. It's hard to overlook. I think he might need to go on a different show.
I'm mad at Brandy's brother.
Drew show.
Yeah, I'm mad. I will no longer refer to him as Ray J. He is Brandy's brother. He's back there
Randy's
now.
Brother. Yeah, you back
there,
son.
Now. My
he's
nigga,
back
you
there.
Just put you just pushed your shit back. George
yeah,
Jefferson.
I sure did.
George Jefferson hairline status though.
Mm-hmm.
You're pushed
mm-hmm.
back, bro. You're pushed
bad
back.
Bad business. Bad business. I didn't even understand it. I'm like, why is he behaving that way? And it's just like you said, all I said was, well, that's Brandy's little brother.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do? He ain't never gonna grow out of that status because he just believes in that whole, you know, he's just making himself look like a fool. He just can't
Yo,
get right.
That nigga
can't
that
get
nigga
right.
That nigga is still D Money chasing Miles around the house, man, before Uncle Frank get home. That's who that nigga is now, man. He brought it back to Moesha.
Mm-hmm.
So that's nah. I think what Fabulous, remember when him and Fabulous went at it?
Yeah.
Recently, about a year ago. He was like, yo, what's up with Little Red Riding Hood?
Mm-hmm. Yo, when he did that, even like Floyd and 50 were like, yo, what's wrong with you? You know,
right.
what is your problem right now? You acting really ignorant. And you know what? You just can't be down with us. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I don't know.
Okay, ignorant self. Well, anyway, I just wanted to bring that up. I just don't understand, little homie. That's right. I called him little homie because that's what you put yourself through, man. You're putting yourself in that status. So that's just that.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to say, Seed.
Word up. We already gave Brandy's brother a little bit too much. R.I.P. the career
yeah.
of Brandy's brother.
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
You got
it. That's it. All right, in other news, yo, next week, though, next week on Six Man Radio, right? Yo, I'm working on the hip-hop production Holy Trinity, basically having them all on the show. We had one on the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's show right. Twice.
We did.
Right. So we're getting there. We're getting to the completion of it. But one of the hardest ones, you know what I'm saying? It's like a video game. Like you get into the last board, right?
Mm-hmm.
Next week
mm-hmm.
we got DJ Premier on the show. It's fucking oh man.
It's ridiculous.
Yo, y'all don't even understand. Yo, if you're a hip hop head. You understand. You know what time it is.
Yep.
You just listen to rap or whatever, this, that, and third. You probably not feeling what I'm saying, and I understand. You know what I mean? Just put it like this. I'm not even really plugged into the pop world like that to even throw anybody credible in y'all's genre out there like that, you know, if you're not a hip-hop head. But definitely tune in next week. DJ Premier is in the building. It's serious. It's going down, man.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
no.
It's
going to be a dope interview, so y'all don't want to miss that.
I think we need to get into this Viv interview, y'all.
Let's bring Viv in.
Feel like a good night. Before I even get into that, though, first record I played tonight was that new Chris Brown record. What you think of
that?
Oh,
my God. I love it. I love it.
It's crazy, right?
I love it. I'm like, ooh, real smooth R&B. You know what I mean? I love that. I love that. Oh, but wait a minute though. But you played a couple of my joints. I gotta say something about that. You played Billy Ocean.
Yeah.
Of those when I don't know, I get the feeling I might have screamed and y'all might have heard me and I'm really sorry about that. But literally, yo, I let out this wail. I was like, ow.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, shit. Oh, my God. I think I did that into the microphone.
Yeah,
I wowed out. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I be trying to throw little joints out there, catch you off guard to see. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness. I lost my mind when it
came
on.
I
was like, no, he didn't get into the R&B. See, that's the thing. They think we're only hip-hop, and we're not. We're not just hip-hop. We are also super R&B connoisseurs.
And when we go in on R&B, it's serious. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I try to throw it in, mix it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just young
the skip
idea.
To my Lou. The skip to...
Yeah.
You play Skip to My Lou. Let me tell you a little quick story about Skip to My Lou. I used to think that was Midnight Star when I was younger for some oddball reason. Because I guess they had that sound, you know? So when I realized...
Yeah, it sounded like it.
Right? And I was like, oh, my God, he's playing Skip to My Lou.
Yeah, this man...
Yeah.
Oh.
We went in. We went in for real. So I just want to thank y'all for listening, man, because we just do it for the love of the music. We do it for the love of y'all listening, you know? Really means
Close
a lot
up,
to us.
Every damn week, man.
Every week.
7:30 to 9:30 Saturday night, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, you know, Like we were saying earlier, the show, The Gossip Game, is one of the it's definitely one of the hottest joints right now. It just had its first episode, and
mm-hmm.
it's wilding now. It's doing what it do. So what we're gonna do now? We're gonna get into the interview with Viv.
Yeah,
we're gonna bring Viv in. Light up, man. Roll up, cause this one is cool. This one's entertaining.
And it's juicy. Hey, man, I'm really glad we got to know her, boy. She's dope. So
Real cool. Real cool. All right. Six Man Radio, we'll be right back. You know about it, man. Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy, Bad Seed, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host, Nate Dean. Motherfucking Michelle. What up, Nate?
What up, Seed?
From BH1, brand new. Now, I already know this is going to be a hit. It's going to be a hit out the park.
Yeah, definitely.
I saw it. It was crazy. The Gossip Game every Monday night. You make sure you check that out on BH1. But our special guest tonight is Viv from The Gossip Game. What up, Viv?
How y'all doing? That was a great entrance. I like that.
Come on, man. You know, we got to roll the red carpet out for royalty, queen.
Exactly.
Come on, now. Word up. Word up. Yo, first off, I want to thank you for calling in. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? It's really big, and I look forward to watching you shoot out of here. You know what I'm saying? Word up. So,
all right. Well, I'm down with that.
Word up. So, okay, Queen's in the building, right? Southside
exactly.
Queen. All
right.
Shout to them. I got a lot of family out there, so, you know, shout to them. And that's pretty much the, I see it. I saw the show, and I see it in you. Now, hold on. I want to ask you first and foremost, because your aura on there kind of, what's your astrological sign?
Virgo. I'm a Virgo. September 3rd.
All right, it's crazy because you kind of had a Scorpio demeanor when Shorty rolled up on you in the event, because you was real cool. You ain't really say nothing. And she rolled
you
up
know
on
what?
You.
The magic and power of editing is a beast.
Yeah.
Because I did say hi to her. I did say hi, although it is not portrayed that way. I did say hi to her, although it was a very dry hi.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, where did all that come from? Did you already know drama, like previously?
She wasn't someone that I hung out with. You know what I'm saying? She was someone that I would see at events. You know, I would see her and I would say hi. I mean, that's just me. I like to say hi to people, get to know them, network. And she seemed cool. And this was about 3-4 years ago. You know, before the show even popped off. And it was always all good when I seen her. It was never nothing crazy. So
right.
I just saw a change in her that I didn't like. I saw, you know, extraness exude to the max. I just felt like she was putting on a show because of who she was around. And I just didn't like that person.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what I said to her.
So it wasn't like, you know, like yo, I really got a problem with you. You're dirty. You take bathroom model pics and you sit on the sink trying to make your ass. It wasn't an issue like that.
Oh, God, no. No, and for the girls that do do that, I don't judge. Do you be happy about doing it? I don't pick fights with people who do that, you know? You doing your private time ain't got nothing to do with me.
Well, right. Just at least if you're going to do it, clean the mirror, right?
Yeah.
Take the toothpaste off the mirror.
Wear some clean drawers when you're sitting on the sink.
Exactly. I really love your site, the hiphopgossipsite.com. If you guys aren't aware of it by now, you should be.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What I wasn't really, like, you know, Cedar and I watched the first show, and we were saying how they kind of, like, described, like, in tiers. Like, okay, Kim and K-Fox are top of the line. Then they had, like, the middle line. Then they had, like, oh, this is the bottom. But in actuality, we think that the bloggers are the meat and potatoes of this
right.
business. I mean, what did you
right.
think
mm-hmm.
about that when they described
I mean,
it?
Realistically, from an artist standpoint, when I do interviews with artists for the site, when they hear the word blogger, obviously they get turned off because in their minds, bloggers are out to trash them and
right.
say all kind of lies. So mm-hmm. it is that connotation, you know, when you say I'm a blogger, people do in the industry. I'm not talking about in the outside world and, you know what I'm saying? They look down on the bloggers for whatever their reasons are. So it's not a shock that people say I'm at the bottom of the barrel. I mean, I can dig it, you know?
Yeah. It's funny you say that because I saw recently Talib Kweli. Matter of fact, today he tweeted. He said, "Damn, bloggers are throw you under the bus. Anybody under the bus for some hits. You know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
it's wow. I don't know what's going on centered around that. You know what I mean? I didn't do my research on it. Bad. You know what I'm saying? But I saw it, and you know, I said, wow. You know, From the standpoint of the artist, I guess I could kind of understand where they would come from with that. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, unfortunately, we're in a society now where it doesn't even really matter about the music. It matters about
right.
everything around you. What do you have going on around you? The artists need the bloggers more than the DJs. You know, if you really want to break it down.
I mean, bloggers make the world go round. They make people hot. They make people who are the average mojo on the street, they could make that person into a superstar to where the news wants to have them on and people want to offer them jobs. I mean,
mm-hmm.
right.
bloggers are it. I'm sorry to say bloggers are it. Now, don't get me wrong. There are certain sites that are putting out felonious information and that kind of stuff, but I don't consider my site one of those sites.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, there are sites, unfortunately, that sometimes the title is just crazy and it
off.
Makes you want to log on. And once you read the article, it's nothing like what the title said. But, you know, sometimes people got to do what they got to do.
Right.
Yeah,
and
good story on your site is the Winter Ramo says Swiss Beats has a big dick. Now, that's something to click on. Like, what?
Hey, pause.
But she does say that. If you
there's
watch
niggas
the
on the line. Hey, there's niggas on the line.
Hey.
We will not be talking about Swizz Beatz dick. Pause. No, go ahead.
Look, I don't want to talk about the men's private parts, but she brought it up.
It's going to get on the site.
Nadine wants to know about Swizz Beatz dick.
No, this isn't true. I'm just saying.
Well, she got to ask Winter Ramos about that because I'm clueless.
Yeah.
Yo, we had Winter on the show recently, and she couldn't really get too much into the book. And
right.
You know, when I saw, it's funny that you say that because when I saw that on the site when I was looking, I said, whoa. This is not playing, yo.
I know.
She's wilding like out the gizzy. Whoa, whoa.
And the book just came out yesterday. So.
Word.
Yeah.
Like Viv, what do you, did you cop the book? Did you read it?
No, I didn't cop the book. I mean, it's not something that I want to read, and this takes nothing from Winter Ramos and what she's trying
right.
to do. But I don't want to read about who she slept with, like, that's
right.
not really the type of books I'm trying to read. You know, when I got friends like Nikki Turner, You know what I'm saying? Like, Nicki Turner's a personal friend of mine. You know, I'm not trying to read about who smashed who in the industry, because I could care less.
Right.
That's just me.
Your job, right.
So, really, really quick, though, I saw something on your site. It was an acronym that you and Angela Yee and Sharon Carpenter came up with. Well, it was something. What was it? Let us know what it was. It was conceited something.
It's FCB, and the F stands for fake. The C stands for conceited, and the B stands for bitch. And
now, who's who?
Okay. Angela is fake.
Okay.
Sharon Carpenter is conceited, and I am the bitch. And here is why.
Okay.
In a recent interview with MadameNoir.com, Kay Fox, you know, had nothing nice to say about none of us. Although she bigged herself up big time. And hey, I'm not mad at you. But, you know, I decided to run with it. We collectively decided to run with it. You know what? If that's what she wants to call us, then fuck it, let's run with it. We're the fake conceited bitches. And we could live with that. It's not a big deal.
Y'all should get t-shirts. Like.
Oh, we working on that. Website has been purchased and everything. It's in the works.
Okay, I saw the preview for the upcoming season, and I know you can't get into it or whatever, but I figure I'd try, you know.
Okay.
Nothing beats a failure but a try. But you sat down with Mino, and you asked him, okay, I'm going to throw some names at you. Tell me if you smashed them. Mino says, all right. In true Brooklyn fashion, shout to Mino. Mm-hmm. All right. And then you say, K-Fox. And then homie face just dropped. Did he smash this?
I cannot say, but what I can say is you could watch next week VH1 at 9 o'clock to get the answer to that.
All right. That's dope. You know what, man?
You know, I can't talk about what hasn't been shown.
Right.
You know,
and you know what? For that, you going to be my nigga for life for that. Word up. Just word up. Anybody say anything about Viv, man, it's on. I'm sending all types of viruses to your shit, man. Word up. Word up.
As a woman, you know, I see your hustle. I mean, you have the site, but, you know, you also mentioned that you work a 9-to-5 and you have 4 kids. How in the world did you decide, like, you know what, I want to get into this blogging? What made you even decide to go in that direction when you kind of seem to have your life together already?
Mm-hmm. Well,
so what made you open up the site?
Right. Well, you know, my husband had at one point All Access DVD magazine, and it was one of the first magazines to be on a DVD. And then came Smack and Cocaine City. But my husband's DVD was the first. So I was helping him with that project for years. And, you know, I would just be around certain situations, witnessing things for myself. Mm-hmm. And then I would hear certain radio personalities report what I've seen and witnessed, but in the whole different light. And I would be like, that's not what happened. So I took it upon myself to say, hey, well, let me make a site. But not only am I going to report my experiences, but I'm going to report what the streets think about it, and I'm going to report what the celebrities think about those rumors as well.
Right.
You know, because the same way I could write about Joel Santana is the same way I could call him up and be like, yo, we need to get this interview going. We need that exclusive. So, you know, I'm not someone to talk behind your back and then not come to your face and ask you that. You know what I'm saying? I just don't carry myself in that manner.
Right. How long has the site been up? How long have you been rocking?
Well, actually, the site, it started as a blog spot since 2004.
Okay.
But I officially made it a website in 2008.
All right.
Yeah.
So what's the connection with whatspoppin.net? Shout out to Pete, too, by the way.
Shouts to P, whatspoppin.net. I actually went to high school with P, and I'm not going to reveal my age because that was so long ago. But we've been friends ever since. He's like my brother, and he handles my bookings. And so if anybody needs to reach me, they can always contact P,
to get me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really good dude, too. Very good dude. Real humble. Salute to him, man.
Yeah, I only hang with official tissues.
That's what's up. That's what's up. All right. Well, Viv, man, I wanna thank you for taking the time out to chop it up with us. We will definitely be tuned in every Monday, checking this out. You know what I mean? The Gossip Game on VH1 is going down. Check it out Monday to find out it may no smash K-Fox, though. I want to know, damn it. I'm in the building, B. All right, so check this out. Before we let you go, we ask all our guests the same question. It's three questions, and you know, you got to get it too, Mom. Your top three. And I know you know, because I know you know your shit. Your top three MCs all time, top three hip-hop groups of all time, and top three hip-hop producers all time.
Ooh. Okay, let's start with the first list. The top three MCs of all time. To me, I would say Big Daddy Kane. And that's going way back. I'm not going to say, you know, what people want me to say. So I'm going to say Big Daddy Kane. Definitely Nas. And definitely Jay-Z.
All right.
Solid.
All right. Okay, now the top three groups of all time.
Top three groups of all time, I would say EPMD.
Okay.
Tribe Called Quest.
All right.
Yeah. And Public Enemy.
Yo, man.
Oh, A1, I'm sorry,
man.
I'm taking it way back because you know I'm from that era.
No.
Before you even go into the top three producers, just so you know a little bit about us, our format is adult contemporary hip hop and R&B. That's all we play. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We play the stuff from that era. We not playing the Soulja Boys and they got their Hot 97s and they Power 105s. We giving, you know what I'm saying, back to the Canes. And Kane is why I rap. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I salute that list. That list is, yeah, man. All right. Now, your top three producers of all time.
Of all time, I would say Marley Marl.
Okay.
I would say Bangladesh.
Okay.
And I would say Swizzy. Swizzy got some hits under his belt.
Yo, man.
No, y'all don't like it.
In this comedy.
Oh, Lord.
Yo, shout to Swizz, man. Word up. Showtime.
Oh,
word up. Yo, Viv, man. Yo, it was fun, man. Thank you for calling. Word up. And we will definitely be watching you, y'all. Word up. Salute.
All right.
All right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Word up. And please don't hang up. We want to get a couple drops from you, all right?
Okay, cool.
All right. Six Man Radio. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Six Man Radio. Fresh and Fly Clothing. We are the official swag headquarters, where we don't just create style and fashion, we enhance it. You enter our doors, you can shop with confidence. We have all the official merchandise, a professional atmosphere, and knowledgeable staff and image consultants whose purpose is to make sure that you look good and enhance your swag. We are committed to excellence and giving our customers the ultimate shopping experience. Fresh and Fly Clothing.
It's just different.
Your boy Bangin' Smurf, and I'm now cooling with Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and R&B. You already know what it is, man. Bangin' Smurf, coach sign. Let's go. Salute. Feed the wolves.
Yeah. Bye. Come on, Richie. Come on, just stop it.
You bust your gas! know.
You sell weed?
Let me know.
When we the tree?
Let me know.
You a fed?
Let me know.
She can head?
Let me know.
It's alright?
Let me know.
You wanna fight?
Let me know. Hey, yo.
Six Man Radio, adult, contemporary, hip hop, and you don't stop.
Dream.
Everybody thinks we're on the mother. Who are they to judge us? Mother, mother. Simply call me sweet where I am on the mother.
I'm going to take y'all back on this one. Mommy, make me some oatmeal. The mailman outside, he bringing mobiles. Daddy driving in his raggedy automobile. Papoose got the cooties, he killed the roach ill. Mommy told you keep kicking me with them old hills. Boy, stop trying to make a mountain out of molehill. I grew up in a shack just like O'Neal. Born and raised in the ghetto where it was so real. Back in the days when Kane was on cold chill. We lived on the first floor, I'm from down the hill. We had the duck on the floor, they shooting off steel. They used to have shootouts over them dope deals. They say if he's so nice, why he got no deal? I say my talent is something these labels won't steal. I'm doing this for them rappers about of Brownsville, who never went platinum, but they had a bad deal. When she walk, her booty claps. Need gloves to eat a tootsie roll. She's so black. You acting like your mom's all that. She's so cross-sided that when she cries, tears go down her back. Whoever step on the lines, your mother drink wine. Whoever step on the cracks, your mother smoke crack. We told mother jokes as if we took them for granted. Drinking sugar water and eating a syrup sandwich. We threw rocks and lots, the buildings was abandoned. 5% was teaching, but we ain't understand it. Pissy mattresses, we was on the block flipping. Needed some school clothes, so we went shoplifting. Triple fat goose first down, big difference. Chasing a girl, 7 humps, 11 kisses. You slap box better than me, then I fought you. Smack you in your face and start screaming, I caught you.
Baby, mama, father, waiting through my life. Yeah, make you wanna holler, waiting through my life.
Oh. I was burning rappers back then, I was nice kid. Had the red and black lumberjack, just like Big. Arch, Karsh, Begosh, and flat tops. Battled in human beatbox, stuff wax and skelly tops. Eugene's favorite pants. Tyson was the champ, started small time hustling, tired of them food stamps. Back then, the dreads used to have all the weed spots. Niggas were scared when they used to say, what the blood clot? But the hood got tired of that, you heard gunshots. Niggas started getting gun buttered and whatnot. Tomahawk, face head, low live, Decepticons, Black Spade, low wives, GP, SSP, HPO, those some of the New York gangs I know. Man, I'm daydreaming off the haze I blow. I just caught a flashback, I smoke too much dro. Flashback.
Six Man
Radio.
Radio.
Radio. Radio.
Memory was in his envelope, another fan wrote.
The boy like Cook Coke, I'm loving what you did for the rap world and all. Still humbling the game, over the years ain't nothing changed. Same hard ass drums, incredible bass lines. Fuck sugarcoat and shit, you one of the top 5 dead or alive. And some dudes used to say that you wouldn't survive. Cause you be sampling and shit, but you ain't paying no mind to see. Some of these cats ain't got the will to survive. Yeah, they beats are hype, but they ain't got that drive. They ain't got that consistency to take that life that you got. For you not, I ride or die. I make beats myself. Any advice for the kid? Nice, I need help. I've been doing this for years with the help of nobody else. It's you I look up to, cause you do it for us. For us.
This is all for my fans. I do it, son.
Yeah.
Everybody around the world, you know this fun.
Yeah.
Real music, y'all. Custom made for all.
Yeah.
I do it for.
Yeah.
This is all for you. And show enough, I couldn't have done it without.
Yeah.
More than 10 years in the game for this, I say.
Yeah.
Love to the same. Ain't nothing changed. I love.
Yeah.
I do it for.
Got another fan letter in the mail. I can't tell who it's from, the ink faded. And by the stamp, I can make out of the Canada Carter now from there. See what that nigga talking about.
If it's not, I'm a fan, something similar to Stan, just without the blonde hair. Every beat you ever made is dismantling the game. Smashing these suckers. Snoop Dogg, know it, ass scar. Kelly fucker, that's the best beat that he ever sang on, period. Who saying you ain't the truth? Rap ain't hearing it. Little brother told me, check M.O.P. Busta Rhymes said, Doc Dre and X to the Z is all students. They are baseline, spitting over history and present day time. Nobody's got the fire like you. Beat battles you against the whole crew. It's like Superman going against Care Bear Blue. Trying to be like you, but I ain't got the productivity. Snares like a gun, your kicks are electricity. Shocking any Fruity Loops logic shut down. A kind of paralyzed with raw in town. I'm a fan, my nigga.
I do it, son. Everybody around the world, you know this vibe. Real music, y'all, custom made for all. I do it, son. This song.
What up, y'all? This is Dub C. That's right. Y'all know who I am. That nigga to be getting this motherfucking Seawalk on, skipping across the world. And I posted up right now, Six Man Radio, adult contemporary radio. That's real, yeah? Home of that real shit. Can't fuck with it. Bang, bang, yeah?
Once upon a time in the project, yo. I damn near had to wreck a hoe. I knocked on the door. It's like you come to pay a little visit to you. And what's up with them niggas in the parking lot? She said, fuck them, cause they get sparked a lot. I sat on the couch, but it wasn't safe. And then I put my knife on a coffee table. My brother came in, he's in the gang banging, cause he walked up and said, what's that you claim? I don't bang, I rock the good rhyme. The whole scenery reminded me of good times. Once upon a time in the projects, yo, I damn near had to wreck a hoe. I knocked on the door.
Six Man Radio.
And what's up with the niggas in the parking lot? She said, fuck them, cause they get sparked a lot. I sat on the couch, but it wasn't safe. And then I put my knife on a coffee table. My brother came in, he's in the gang banging, cause he walked up and said, what's that you claim? I don't bang, I rock the good rhyme. The whole scenery reminded me of good times. I don't like to feel bad, I'm put in a rut by a young nigga that needs to pull his pants up. He threw up his set, and then he was gonna think it to myself. Want his bitch bring her ass on. Her mother came in with a joint in her mouth and fired up the set. It was set, no doubt. She said, please excuse my house and all that. I said, yeah, cause I was buzzed from the contact. Looking at a fucked up black and white. Her mom's bitching cause the county check wasn't right. She had another brother that was 3 years old and had a bad case of the runny nose. He asked me who I was, then I had to pause. It smelled like he took a shit in his little drawer. I saw her sister, who really needs her ass kicked. Only 13 and already pregnant. I grabbed my 40 out the bag and took a swig, cause I was getting overwhelmed by baby kids. They was running and yelling and playing and cussing and telling. And look at this young punk telling. I heard her knock on the door without the password. And her mom got the 12 gauge mark burn. The nigga said, yo, what's for sale? And the bitch came out with a bag of yayo. She made the drop and got the $20 from a smoked out fool with wing around the collar. The girl I was waiting for came out. I said, bitch, I didn't know this was a crack house. I got my coat and stuck. At my dome, and I said to myself, once again, it's on. He threw me on the carpet and wasn't cutting no slack. Dumped on my head and put his knee in my back. First, he tried to slap me up, wrap me up, rough me up. They couldn't do it, so they cuffed me up. I said, fuck, how much abuse can a nigga take? Hey, yo, officer, you're making a big mistake. Since I had on a shirt that said I was dope, he thought I was selling bass and couldn't hear my case. He said, get out my face, and must have had a grudge. His reply told that bullshit to the judge. The girl I was with wasn't saying nothing. I said, hey, yo, bitch, you better tell him something. She started dragging, and all of a sudden, we all got tossed in a paddy wagon. Now I beat the rap, but that ain't the point. I had a warrant, so I spent 2 weeks in a joint. Not a story you heard has one little object. Don't fuck with a bitch from the project.
What's up? It's DJ Jam representing that DPG all the way live from the west side. And you're in tune to Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. Peace out. Yeah. One, two, one, two.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's good? Six Man Radio. We back, man. It's the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that all y'all niggas love, nigga.
You do. But,
shout to Vid, man. Shout to Vid from the Gossip Game.
Mm-hmm.
Check her
I
out.
I can't wait to watch Monday's show.
Hold up.
See that
hold
turnout,
up.
You know, with yeah. Mano.
<For her.
laughs> To see what happens. So that's
shout
dope.
To her, man.
It's
man, cool.
I like
man,
her.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no.
Mad
now,
I
want to make sure y'all know that y'all need to check in with us on Six Man Radio next week. Next Saturday night, 7:30. We're here every week, Saturday, 7:30 p.m. But you need to tune in next Saturday night because, y'all, in the building, DJ Premier, y'all. One half a gangstar. One of the greatest producers ever. To ever, matter of fact, yo, you gotta tune in. Just tune in next week, man. We'll be here. He'll be here, and it's gonna be all primo, everything, all night.
That's right. Fun. That's right. Fun. Y'all gotta tune in for that. It's dope.
Nah,
it's gonna be
man.
A dope interview. He's gonna be talking about guru. Oh my goodness, y'all gotta tune in for this. It's gonna be crazy.
What didn't he talk about?
Well, that's
the thing. Yeah, and then there was so much other shit that we ain't even get to.
Right.
You know.
Right. You know what I mean?
Still, oh, man.
So
definitely
tune in next Saturday for that show. 7:30, as always, on time. And, yo, you know what I did today? I went to this really great cause today in Harlem. I went to this rap-a-thon, yo.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, it's like a rap song, like dead up. Like I think they set the limit to like 10 hours, nonstop, off top of the head rappers, like 6 on stage at a time. You know, sometimes they taking turns on the beat. Sometimes somebody's doing the beatbox and everybody's rhyming to that. Or, I mean, it was dope, and it's for this good cause. It's called Mothers Save. It's a rap-a-thon against gun violence. In Harlem, it's about the organization is about women and fathers that lost their kids to gun violence or senseless crimes. You know, so it was really dope to even see it go down. Really, it was well coordinated. It was nonstop flow. I mean, I was there for an hour and it was nonstop then. But they had started from like 10 o'clock in the morning. You know, and if it was 4 o'clock, that was dope, right?
But how did they have it set up? Did they have it like they already knew who was going to participate or people that were there?
Yeah,
can they just join and sign up on the spot?
No, I don't think so. I think they had auditions for weeks. And I'm not sure how many like MCs they had, but it was like massive amounts. It had to be because when I was there for that hour, the stage changed at least 4 or 5 times before, and it was a set of five MCs at a time. So it had shifted and changed little by little while I was there for that 1 hour, you know what I mean? So they had all numbers, so it was real organized. I think they've been having auditions since like the end of February, and I guess they picked out who was going to do this 10 hours because they set the limit to 10 hours. At the Hip Hop Culture Center. Hip Hop Culture Center is in Harlem. It's a really dope venue. It used to be in the Magic Johnson Theater, but it no longer is. I don't know what happened there. Magic Johnson, what happened? But it's not there, and they're like temporarily in the Kennedy Center in Harlem. So they couldn't have it like last year. I think last year they went for 24 hours straight, nonstop, rap-a-thon.
Can
you imagine? I'm telling you, it's crazy. And it's dope to see. I got some video footage. Of course, Ralph McDaniels was there. I don't know if you guys watched Video Music Box, but y'all should have seen me last week in this week's episode, rather. Shouting out the station. Ow! Shout out to Ralph for that. You know what I mean? I felt like a little celebrity.
Oh, shit.
People were calling me, oh, my God, I just saw you. I'm like, oh, word?
Oh,
yeah, you
shit.
Know, just doing my job. No big deal. Ralph
that's
is the homie.
Yeah.
That's what I did today, y'all. Gotta do your part to help people. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, you already know. Six Man Radio. We are here every week. Like I said, 7:30 to 9:30. It's crazy. I also want to give a shout out to the rest of the team, yo.
That's right.
I'm proud of everybody in the progression and how everybody is definitely waving the flag, man. Shout out to everybody. PD Radio, Tell All Radio, Roman Gaming, Woodshop Radio, MCMI Radio.
MCMI Report.
And Bodega Fresh.
That's right. And I come on tomorrow, first Sundays.
And the race.
And the race.
Well,
Kobe. You know? So, check all the shows out. My show comes on first and third Sundays. Tomorrow I come on with the lovely, talented lyricist, Star. Two H's in her name for hip hop. It's going to be a dope ass interview. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Like,
That's
people
the homie
that I've been meeting. Yeah,
yeah,
that's a homie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is a dope. And I play some of her music already on Bodega Fresh, so y'all got to check out that interview. It's really dope. She just got done with Dead Prez out in Cali. She had a show. Mm. You know what I mean? She's doing good things. Dope chick. Fly ass living with this. Yeah?
All right. That's what it do.
Hold
up. And you know what?
I also
want to give a shout out to my nigga Timmy Guns. He was sick all week. You know what I'm saying? He was sick all week. And when my nigga be sick, it's crazy. My nigga, it sounds like the whole world.
I think Timmy has to take better care of himself. He's been sick lately, you know? Tim, I suggest some half veggie, half fruit shakes. I know just what you need to get right.
Yo, Gun.
Right, Timmy.
Gun.
Yeah.
Gun. What up, Gun?
What up?
Yeah, nigga.
Are you feeling better? Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm a lot better.
Oh, my God.
All right, good. Yeah, we had to I had to pull you out real quick, man, just to, you know, see if you was, you good?
Yeah, sir.
All right. Nah, man. When my nigga Guns be sick, man, the world be, he be like, yo, cuz. How's it going?
Yo. Oh, my God.
Shout out to my nigga, though. Yo, also, too, I got to shout out Vest. Vest tweeted me. Acting like, I'm on hold, waiting to speak to Nicholas K. Nigga, we got a fucking format, man. You can't just call up and I just unmute just because your ass was there.
Oh, my
it's
goodness.
The end of the show. You would know that if your ass was around, nigga.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Nah, that's crazy.
Tell that nigga,
I saw
man.
That on Twitter. I was like, come on, man. You don't have to say that. It's not necessary.
Hold up, man. Retweet that, nigga.
Yeah. Timmy, what's good with you, man?
Unfollow back.
Oh, my God. Putting you on blast, man. Full blast on you. Oh, my goodness.
Well, but, yeah, man, yo, you know what? Yo, Guns, good looking for calling in. Yo, Nate, man, let's get up out of here. I want to give a shout-out to everybody that called up, everybody that listened. Shout-out to Viv, Gossip Game, every Monday night, VH1. Make sure you check it out. Going
yep, and check out Viv's gossip site, the hiphopgossipsite.com. Check that out, you know.
It's serious. It's definitely the place to, you know, to get your info, man.
Mm-hmm.
Word
correctly.
Up. And next week, we rolling out the red carpet for royalty, y'all. DJ Premier's in the building. It's DJ Premier. All DJ Premier, everything. Next week, man. It's serious. Matter of fact, once we hang up, I'm about to start working on that show. It's serious. I need to put my Van Gogh on and just get serious with this.
Mm-hmm.
Focusing, it's crazy. DJ Premier, salute, going down. So we see y'all next week, man.
Yes,
Six
indeed.
Man Radio. Yeah. Another good one, Nate.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Let's get out of here.
Mind, I would press rewind, go back to 97, March 9, sitting in that car behind Diddy, chilling with Biggie, busy on the 9 milli, music so loud, had to holler, who that cat up in the Black Impala? Nada, no one responded, see niggas was high, vibing off for more money, more problems, money looking like his name is Muhammad, but something about him was wrong, had me thinking about Malcolm at the Audubon.
Yo, check this out. It's the Soul Brother number one, Pete Rock, man. And you're checking out Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop music. You know what I mean? Soul Brother number one.
Oh!
Yo, Pete Rock. Imagine that shit, man. That'd be something, right? This shit was mine. This is crazy. Take on cash, nigga.
This world was mine.
I would press rewind, go back to 97, March 9, sitting in that car behind Diddy, chilling with Biggie, busy on the 9 milli, music so loud, had to holler, who that cat up in the Black Impala? Nada, no one responded, see niggas was high, vibing off for more money, more problems, money looking like his name is Muhammad, but something about him was wrong, had me thinking about Malcolm at the Audubon, Sean John blew the light, Fairfax and Wilshire, eyes glued to this dude on my right, oh shit, Big's up, I seen this faggot reaching in his jacket, but I was quicker than the rabbit, having relations, my ratchet, touched him on the side of his cabbage, you see the coleslaw, all over the dashboard, Big was like, damn dog, what you do that for? Never mind, let's just get you back to New York.
Man.
I'm smoking a chalice with Elvis Sensei. I be out in fashion like Marvin Gannon.
Yeah. Number one, Roman numeral, completing the executional shit as usual. I ain't scared of ya. Taking all of your paraphernalia. That's the word on Mrs. Mahalia. I hope you know your best bet is to get the fuck out of my area before I rip you from out your interior. And I hope you know you got to keep a corny nigga smothered. Grab the stat up the cupboard. You never know when shit is safe. So keep your face covered. Well, I've been fortunate. A lot of niggas be looking for alternate. Still just losing life. It's so unfortunate. Trailblazing me since my mother started raising me. Hit you with some powerful shit that sometimes amazes me. I create junkies just like 12 monkeys. Spread it right throughout your block. Catching suspects and thinking they so lucky. Loud and clear for those who cannot properly hear. Frequency so loud. Shatter. Couple of beer in your chandelier. Now when I'm in the place, give me my space. Nothing left for me to do. My niggas blew up the place. What the fuck? I got rhymes galore. Rhymes galore.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is your boy Special Ed, the youngest in charge, and we got it made. Y'all mean? And right now, y'all tune in to Six Man Radio, your place for adult contemporary hip hop.
Lyrics to go. Lyrics to go. Lyrics to go. Lyrics to go. Lyrics to go.
Going on and on through the rhythmic variation. Waking in the morning, I still represent the nation. When I seek a nation, please don't make the deviation. Rebels of the party who create the justification. Mind is a pit of different information. Microphone is on, so I call communication. Vogel at the party, then you got the vogelation. Capitate the photo show as if my name was Jason. Making all the fellas at the party lose composure. Hook up the beat with the mic and it's over. Drive to a pressure on the run for whatever. Drive the tribulations that we have to endeavor. Brothers on my feeler with the letter to the better. You're shorty that you like in your sweater. Yeah. Silly with the microphone, in other words, I'm loco. 6'0" with my high complexion cocoa. Representing over mic, it seems to be my daily. I could do a split and turn around like ever nearly. But when it comes to days like this, I got lyrics to go. Lyrics to go.
I know it's been 2 years, but see, the job was never falling. Would have tried for singing, but that stuff was not my calling. The mic is in effect, so you know I'm never stalling. Walking through the door, and all them suckers started hauling. A lot of trash, but no one can seem to beat it. Pull out your microphone and watch the fight for make you eat it. The MCs, they get jelly when the girlies on my belly. Kick a slow dance like my brother R. Kelly. Today's a hip-hop draft, will I be top-seeded? Work too freaking hard while all the rest were getting weeded. Steady kicking down so I can reach that other level. Don't worry about getting gas, I push the pedal to the metal. Always wanted this, cause it surely beats the scramble. I'm Jordan with the mic, huh. Wanna gamble? This I dedicate to all the honeys that be bogling. Cause at the end of the night, you know Malik will have his Trojan. But when it comes to nights like this, I got lyrics to go. Lyrics to go. Lyrics to go. Lyrics to go. Thank you.
back here in your fat ass style. Street poetry is my everyday, but yo, I gotta stop when you drop my way. If I was working at the club, you would not pay. Ayo, my man Fife Diggy, he got something to say.
I like him brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, and Haitian. Name is Fife Dog from the Zulu Nation. Took it in the jam that we could get down. Now let's knock the boots like the group H-Town. You got BBD all on your bedroom wall, but I'm above the rim and this is how I ball. A gritty little something on the New York street. This is how I represent over this here beat. Talking about you.
Yo, I took you out. The sex was on my mind for the whole damn route. My mind was in a frenzy in a horny state, but I couldn't drop rhymes cause you couldn't relate. You couldn't relate. My mama and I'll be your boy.
I read you're not a rude boy, never am I coy. You could be a shorty in my ill convoy. Not to come across as a thug or a hood, but hun, you got the good, like Madeline Wood. By the way, my name's Malik, the 5 foot freak. They say we get together by the end of the week. She simply said no, label me a hoe. I said, how you figure? My friends tell me so. I hate when silly groupies wanna run the yes. Word to God, hun, I don't get down like that.
I'll have you weak in the knees that you can hardly speak, or we could do like Uncle Ella swinging F in my G. Keep it on the down, yo, we keep it discreet. See, I'm not the type of kid to have my biz in the street.
If my mom don't approve, then I'll just be low. Let me take the little man from inside the boat. Let me hit it from the back, girl, I won't catch a hernia. Bust off on your couch, now you got demon furniture.
I'm with this.
Hey yo, kicking wicked rhymes like a fortune teller. Had a dog by the name of Old Yeller. Old Yeller had a fiendish plot, schemed and dreamed for me to make a knot. Ever since then, booty clock smell like Big Ben. As I go on and kick more, got more songs in a record store. Some is sniffing and some is buffing. Some is ripping, some ain't saying nothing. But my pockets, I am stuffing. Huff and puff and blow the house down. Nightless move is in your town. I own a sailboat, and this I quote. Collect federal notes from songs I wrote. Not a shot of a ran, and I'm not the Pope. But my name is on the walk of fame like Bob Hope. Hope it's all, but the text don't forget that I'm a trooper and your true fed. I'm Mr. Smurf and your Smurf fed. Ah, take you to the hotel. You take me to the motel. Like a rocket ship, I will excel. When you do a crime, you go to jail. Pay the bell, then I hop the bell. Bounty hunter is on your tail. Mission to bring you back to jail. Pump a little weight so I'm not frail. Baby doll, you know what I'm saying?
I'm at the top of the pile. My long rhymes span infinite miles, cause I'm building a new rap level. Through bass and treble, I will abolish the devil. I must prevail. Smooth beat, too fresh to be stale. I stay deaf beyond 2000, and my spirit will keep arousing all new jack boys and girls. And I never had Jerry Curl.
Number one. shit up a little bit, my vocals. Hypnotize your eyes and then you recognize that the sparkle of my chrome shoes paralyzed. Getting money like this, people want my vibe. Full of jealousy and pride, hate the way I ride. Sometimes you speak, sometimes you don't. Figure this nigga souped up, cause he cooped up. Guaranteed to rip shit soon as it's looped up. Your nigga slept, 40 girl panties wasn't wet. I'm a star, double addicted, double R. Never struggle hard to lead a bubble scar. Not the car, it's the man, daddy cool, put it down. No comparing me to y'all, niggas are such a clown. L ain't worth paper, ass no Simmons, you put up in that skyscraper. Ask my dog, Zephyr Fubu, who made a major. LL, nigga, now who's next to need a favor? Drop a bomb on him. Remain calm on him. Pierce the nipples, throw the LL charms on him. Keep gangsta shit pumping through my system with my strobe like flash, you can't miss him. Listen. Don't give a fuck, chrome tint, gold digging bras getting bent. We can fuck, but you ain't getting 10 cents. Who want it? Lay the facts out until the cat's out. Set your back out, sweat your tracks out. Blow out your weed, you wake up in the morning to a note. Nigga had to leave, be easy. You should've teased me instead of being sleazy. I wouldn't do you greasy. Come across more floss than gold teeth. I know you can't eat if you're full of beef. Niggas underneath, still I'ma lyrically hold it down. L back in town, case the bell sound for the second round. Some of these old cats is funny. Fuck who's legendary, I'm trying to get this money. Drop a bomb on them and pour a dom on them. Soon as the track come on, I transform on them. Keep gangsta shit pumping through my system. Strobe like flash, you can't miss them. Listen.
That cut with Wycliffe, man. You were booming, but I caught these foul, slouch ass niggas. You know me talking foul about you the other night on the corner of the boulevard, man. I wasn't with that, but I ain't know you well enough to defend you, though, right? But you seem like you got true game. But beep game, man. They've been playing me all my life, man. You know, I won a title a couple of times, did right. You know me, but they can't hurt us, man. We're gonna do it. Get up in this ring, man. Put on these gloves. Let me show you how to handle yourself, man. You don't got nobody out there with you. I got to show you, man. Get up in there. Move that head, man. Come on, do it, man. But when you come, man, you gotta come for blood. Man, come up to me, man. Come on, bust that nigga hole, man. The niggas talking that shit about you. Hey, Mike Tyson here speaking with the cannabis man over here. Yo, cannabis, your main objective out here is to do nothing but eat them seeds for lunch, breakfast. Hey, man, they've been playing me all my life, man. You know, I won the title a couple of times, did right. But they can't hurt us, man. We're gonna do it. Get up in this ring, man. Put on these gloves. Let me show you how to handle
it.
Yo,
I'ma let the world know the truth. You don't want me to shine. You study my rhyme, then you lay your vocals at the mine. That's a bitch move. Something that a homo rapper would do. So when you say that you platinum, you only dropping clues. I study your background, read the book that you wrote, researched your footnotes about how you used to sniff coke, fronting like a drug-free role model. You disgust me. I know bitches that see you smoke weed recently. You walk around showing off your body cause it sells. Plus to avoid the fact that you ain't got scales. Mad at me cause I kick that shit real, niggas fail. Why 99% of your fans wear high heels? From Ice-T to Kumo D to Jay-Z. Now you wanna fuck with me? You must be crazy. You dripping with whack juice and you can't get it off. You better be prepared to finish what you start,
hey,
nigga.
You just hold it right there. We got an illegal move for all the fighters to move trucks. If I see one more, you're out of here, fella. You understand? You'll be disqualified. Stop being a bitch. We can't just see a fight.
Yo, cannabis, man, you gotta hit harder than that, man. You don't want no bitch ass niggas hanging out with me, man. We're warriors, man. When we go into battle, we come out, but don't come out at all.
Yo, you better give me the respect that I deserve. Well, I'ma take it by force. Blast it with a 45 cord. Make you somersault. Shock you with a couple hundred thousand balls. Thunderballs before you won in the war. Now you wanna talk. It's about who strikes the hardest, not who strikes first. That's why I laugh when I hear that whack ass verse. That shit was the worst rhyme I ever heard in my life. Cause the greatest rapper of all time died on March 9th.
Yo, what's good? It's Percy here. You rocking with Six Man Radio, the home of dope contemporary hip hop and R&B. Let's get it.
I was a terror system, public school era. Bathroom passes, cutting classes, squeezing asses. Smoking blunts was a daily routine since 13. A chubby nigga on the scene. I used to have the tray juice and the deuce deuce in my bubble goose. Now I got the Mac in my knapsack, lounging black, smoking sacks up in hacks and sidekicks with my sidekicks, rocking fly kicks. Honeys wanna chat, but all we wanna know is where the party at. And can I bring my jack? If not, I hope I don't get shot. Better throw my vest on my chest, cause niggas is a mess. It don't take nothing but thrust for me to start something. Bucking and bucking at niggas like I was duck hunting. Coming out just me and my crew, cause all we wanna do is
bullshit.
bad boy.
Fresh and Fly Clothing. We are the official swag headquarters, where we don't just create style and fashion, we enhance it. You enter our doors, you can shop with confidence. We have all the official merchandise, a professional atmosphere, and knowledgeable staff and image consultants whose purpose is to make sure that you look good and enhance your swag. We are committed to excellence and giving our customers the ultimate shopping experience. Fresh and Fly Clothing.
It's just different.
Six Man
Radio.